Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Dr. Mary Lowgood had it in mind to become a home economics teacher when she began attending college, but a freshman chemistry course changed her mind, and she graduated with a double major in chemistry and physics. Encouraged to attend graduate school, she accepted a fellowship at the University of Arkansas, studying radioactive iodine in water-based solutions that were being used to treat thyroid conditions. She earned her MS in 1953 and her doctorate in 1955, at which time she was offered a teaching position at Louisiana State University. In total, she spent 25 years as a teacher and researcher as part of the Louisiana State University system. Leaving academia in 1980, she was hired at Signal Research Center, Inc. as the head of the Engineered Materials Research Division. After mergers and other changes, the company became Allied Signal, and Good was promoted to Senior Vice President of Technology, where she coordinated the activities of three research centers. Good also held government positions during the administrations of four U.S. presidents. The first three of these were part-time positions she held while working at Allied Signal. Under President Carter, she was appointed to the National Science Board of the National Science Foundation, and then reappointed to this board by Reagan, serving as its first female chair. President Bush appointed her to the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. In 1993, she accepted a full-time, four-year position as the Undersecretary for Technology for the Technology Administration in the Department of Commerce under President Clinton. Returning to academia as a professor at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, she was the founding dean of the George W. Donaghy College of Engineering and Information Technology. Retiring in 2011, she became the Dean Emeritus of the college and Special Advisor to the Chancellor for Economic Development. During her career, she was recognized many times with various awards and leadership positions, including being elected the second ever president of the American Chemical Society, president of the Association for the Advancement of Science, and the first ever woman elected to lead a division of the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemists. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.